listening to the Fantasy Wire DFS NBA podcast with host John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, everybody? John Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast here for opening night of the 2022-2023 NBA season. James, we've done MLB and NFL DFS podcast so far this season, but anybody who has followed us along during our time with Fantasy Alarm knows that basketball is where our heart lies. You and I brought the first DFS podcast to Fantasy Alarm many moons ago, and it was the NBA DFS podcast. So exciting to kick off yet another year with this two-game slate, which right before we decided to start recording this, already turned upside down like the NBA tends to do, right? Like the NBA news cycle in mid-season form already. Steve Kerr deciding that none of his starters are going to play 30 minutes. Klay Thompson, maybe he plays 20 because he's only played one preseason game. The Lakers are dealing with injuries on their roster here. So I'm glad we got that news ahead of time because it makes this interesting two-game slate already a little bit different.
I mean, like, the news cycle in other sports are crazy in its own right. Like, when you find out someone's on steroids in the MLB, it's like, holy crap. And then when you find out someone's injured in the NFL, you're like, holy crap. Those news cycles have nothing on the NBA. There has not been a game played and teams aren't playing their rosters full minutes. Guys are getting surgery one day before the season starts. It's just a wild ride already. We only have two games and who knows who to play, right? Because the slate's already in shambles. So that's the fun and the not fun part about NBA DFS, where like it's incredibly fun to, you know, gain leverage on and get clear-cut value plays and whatnot. And it's also not fun not knowing who's going to play and who's going to play 30 minutes and who's going to play 20 minutes. But you know what? That's what we've navigated through for years, John, and that's why we continue to do this podcast, because we're here to help you guys navigate through all the
right, all the
sticky stuff. I'm super excited. This is the bread and butter, I'd say, of our podcasting experience here at Fantasy Alarm, and I'm excited the NBA's back, man.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. Of course, it being a two-game slate therefore limits our options as well. You know, if this was the Wednesday full slate and we get word that, you know, the Warriors weren't going to play 30 minutes, their starters, we'd be like, oh, that's fine. We have plenty of other options that we can go to. We'll build around different stacks, yada, yada, yada. Well, not the case. We got two games here. James, do we have any totals? Have the totals been taken down for the Warriors since this news has come up? Because we know earlier it was like 220? Now it's...
Yeah, 226. Yeah, it was... 226 and a half. It's at 225 and a half.
So quickly falling.
Yeah, let's that's over on our site, over on fantasyalarm.com. If you want to check out our Vegas page, our odds page, fantasyalarm.com/NBA/odds. I want to check out over on our partners over at FanDuel what they have. Yeah, same. So we are in lockstep with FanDuel Sportsbook. Okay. 225 and a half, 6-point favorites. I wonder if that does change by the time, you know, as we get closer to game time. I wonder if there's a lot of money coming in the Lakers plus 6 as we get closer to tip.
All right, let's get into it. We're gonna talk about this by position here. Point guard. How are we now approaching the point guard position, knowing that Steph Curry not going to play 30 minutes? He played, what, a high of 25 during the preseason, right? So
yeah, I think it was 23, somewhere between 23 and 25. Yeah, 25, I said. Yeah.
So he's at least likely playing 25, I would think. Maybe 25 to 27 minutes, we can guesstimate he'll be in that range. Russell Westbrook is a day-to-day game-time decision with his hamstring problem that he is dealing with. Jordan Poole, not a starter, but you know he does play a lot of minutes, so like where does Kerr's words twist, right? Like starters aren't ready to play 30 minutes. Well, is Jordan Poole ready to play 30 minutes coming off the bench? Like what's, you know, what are we doing here, Kerr? So I'll throw Jordan Poole in that same 25-ish minute range for him. You know, James Harden is up at the top. Tyrese Maxey's a really good price, and you and I, when we saw the price for Malcolm Brogdon at 4,900, we were kind of licking our chops there.
Yeah, so I think Curry's, like, the lack of knowledge on what Curry's minutes are going to be is obviously going to drive down his rostership. It's going to drive it entirely to, like, the likes of Tatum, Brown, who are playing full complement of minutes, all the LeBron, all the Anthony Davis, all the Joel Embiid. As long as they're playing full complement of minutes, but yeah, I guess that hasn't been confirmed yet.
Doc hasn't told us yet.
The shape of the slate could absolutely take another turn depending on, oh, well, the Golden State guys aren't playing their full complement of minutes. Let's do the same, guys. So Curry, I think, is contrarian here a little bit, because if we do get, let's say, 25 to 29 minutes, I guess you can safely project, right? That's probably where the minutes lie. We've seen Steph Curry play 28 minutes in three-quarter games when they're up 20, and he's got 35 actual points.
Right.
So, like, I think he's a little contrarian on this slate. I still think there's going to be quite pop. He's going to be quite popular because he's Steph Curry, but I don't think it will be as much as it would have been if he was playing 33, 34, 35 minutes. You know, the Westbrook thing's concerning. Maybe that keeps people off him. I think his ownership wasn't going to be very high to begin with because the uncertainty with his, like,
and he sucks.
And he hasn't been great. Hasn't been great.
It's not very good.
Hasn't been very good with the Lakers. So, like, that's, you know, a little bit concerning. I think Jordan Poole is someone we can maybe also put in that 25 to 29 minute range. Another guy that's all he needs. That's all we've seen him really play at times. And he's been, I mean, the average 18 and a half points per game. Like, the guy can just score.
Yep.
Plus, he just got the bag, John.
He got the bag. Plus, Steve Kerr, you know, made it a point to say that, like, Klay Thompson's not ready to play much, right? Like, 20 minutes probably for Klay in this game. You know, 25 at the max for Klay Thompson here. He only had the one preseason game, he said, so not really ready to play up. So you got to think Poole could be a big beneficiary of that. Maybe even Dante DiVincenzo here, right? A guy that you and I have liked for a while. Injuries kind of slowed him down. He found himself sort of grinding his way through that Kings rotation last year. Now he's on the Warriors bench. But if guys aren't going to play 30, 35 minutes, then there's got to be at least 20 minutes for DDV here, minimum.
Dude, he's been playing, too. Like, I know, like, obviously the Warriors haven't been a team that have sent their guys out there for a whole lot of minutes, obvious, you know, because now we're seeing that come to fruition. But, I mean, there's a couple games in there that DiVincenzo, last preseason game, he played 16 minutes. He played 23 minutes the game before. So, yeah, he could be a tournament play. Like, now we get the news Dennis Schroeder's out 3 to 4 weeks. We're not playing him.
Right.
We like Maxey at 5K. We love Brogdon at 49. I mean, that's just far too cheap for him. But if you're being contrarian, DiVincenzo, if he stumbles into 20 to 23 minutes, I think that's viable. Patrick Beverley, especially if Russ is out, 4,300, I think, is definitely interesting. So, I mean, of the 4K guys, right, where Brogdon is, DiVincenzo, Beverley, Melton, White, DiVincenzo might be the lowest owned.
Yeah.
Might be the lowest rostered of that tier. And, we know he's a high upside guy because he can score and he can play. He plays pretty good defensively. So.
Yeah, his minutes feel, at least at the start, the most uncertain of that group, right? So Kendrick Nunn is interesting there at 3K as well. Again, no Schroeder. We don't know the status of Westbrook for this game either. You know, Nunn could find himself off the bench or in the starting lineup here. You know, and we know that he can score. We've seen him do it. You know, it's been hurt obviously all last year. But they brought him in to kind of help bring up some of that bench scoring. So, you know, depending on the status information that you get out there, none, as long as he's not inactive, come game time there, could be worthy of a GPP dart there.
To your point, I kind of like that, John. I think that's a great call. And I think if Westbrook sits, I don't think it will be that sneaky. But, like, if Westbrook plays, that could be a little sneaky because maybe he's still the first guy off the bench at the guard spot, right? Like, if they decide to start Westbrook and Beverly together.
Right.
Against the Warriors this preseason, take it for what it is. It's preseason. 25 minutes, 21 points. He was 8 of 13 shooting. 7 assists, 4 rebounds.
Yeah.
I mean, hello? Like, this – he was a baller.
He was pretty good. Yeah, he was pretty good with the Heat. He was.
He could score. Like, undrafted guy who just can score the basketball. So, you know, just worth – 3K. Look, if you're trying to find a way, two-game slate, if you're trying to find a way to get three spend-ups, Kendrick Nunn is the way. That is the cheap guy of the slate. If you're trying to find a way to get three of these guys on DraftKings, because you can do it on FanDuel, because pricing is, you know,
FanDuel hasn't changed. Yeah,
you have $10,000 more to spend over there. It'll be easier to do over there. But on DraftKings, the route to get three is using Kendrick Nunn. Sure. I like that call quite a bit.
At the shooting guard position, guys, again, a couple guys we've talked about already are up of the top there. James Harden is fine. Again, it's a tough defensive matchup. Boston's guard play, I think, got better defensively, getting Malcolm Brogdon, Derek White in his first full turn here. Got acquired last year, obviously, isn't a horrible defender. Jaylen Brown's a good defender. Marcus Smart's a good defender. Yeah, but James Harden's still James Harden. So a guy that can still give you double-double, triple-double type of upside there, especially with Maxey taking out a lot of the scoring, Harden more to the facilitator and whatnot. Not often if you want to spend there. Probably going to be lower owned as well. But I do like Jaylen Brown at $8,000. Again, especially I think that news about the Warriors players now. Like, we were hesitant to want a game sack this Philly-Boston game because it's the lower of the game totals, and I think it actually goes under. I think that game is going to be closer to a 200 total than, what do they have it at, like a 214 or something like that?
Yeah,
right?
Currently sits 214 now.
Yeah, I think we're going to go under. I think Boston's defense just plays there, but if then you can't really trust the Warriors starters here. Now, I think that puts more focus maybe back onto that game where the starter minutes are at least a little bit more in sync, right? Like, now it's not a stretch to think, you know, Marcus Smart playing 35 minutes or 30 minutes could match a 20-minute Klay Thompson or a Jordan Poole. So, right. I do think that turns that emphasis back to this Philly-Boston game a little bit, knowing that these two teams, at least as we sit here now, probably have their guys playing full minutes.
So I just updated the sportsbook to your point, and I just want to get your take on this because it feeds into the Boston guys here. The total's actually risen on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's now the over-under is 216 in Boston.
I still think it's going under, so I guess that would be good for me if I was betting unders here and the number's up to 216. So, and I know the numbers change. Sportsbook to Sportsbook, you're looking at FanDuel, there's DraftKings Sportsbook and things like that. It won't be massive differences there, but I am a little curious to know what people are thinking on that, I guess. You know, obviously not having Robert Williams for Boston changes their defense a bit, so that could play into that as well. But, you know, guard play-wise, Boston's still a pretty strong defensive team. Tatum's still a really good defender. Brown's still a good defender there, so... but because we are at DraftKings and FanDuel to the extent as well, a lot of these guys have multi-position eligibility. So we've touched upon a lot of these guys. But Lonnie Walker, I think, is a guy. Him and I guess Austin Reeves now as well, given the Schroeder news, given the Westbrook day to day. Those are two guys on the Lakers that, if not Kendrick Nunn, you know, could also very well see some playing time here in this game.
Yeah, it feels like, just out of necessity, one of these guys is playing like 30 minutes.
Right. Whomever starts is the one you lock in, and then you just take a dart with the other two, basically.
Yep. I think if I were to guess, Walker and Reeves have the better chance at starting than Nunn. I still think that Nunn probably possesses more upside than both of them, especially if there's no Westbrook, just given his scoring prowess. But we've seen Lonnie Walker be pretty good offensively at times. Didn't exactly shoot the ball all too well. Didn't stop from taking 350 threes last year. But
he was given the opportunity at times to be like the guy in San Antonio when they sat like DeJounte and all those guys. And he had moments, but certainly didn't step up the way I think they would have expected him to.
And then Austin Reeves is not like is not that guy who like you expect to go out there and dominate. But he had some really good moments in preseason. He also had for the Lakers in their final game last year, a 31-point triple-double. Shout out to Austin Reeves for that. So, I think they're both in play. I think both of us probably lean the Lonnie Walker route, at least to start.
Yeah.
But, again, they like Austin Reeves. They had him last year. They played him as a rookie last year. So, without Schroeder, potentially without Westbrook, like they might all just play a bunch of minutes. They all are in play.
Small forward, LeBron James and Jason Tatum are both small forward, power forward eligible. We talked about LeBron last year, just an unbelievable season. You've pointed out that he dominated Golden State last season, and now we're looking at a Golden State team that may not, will not have their starters for a full amount of time. So, you know, what are your thoughts on the James versus Tatum decision here?
I'm going to lean LeBron. I think Tatum is perfectly fine to spend up. I think with the recent Laker news and the, you know, cheap options they provide, you can maybe get both. I mean, both are small forward, power forward eligible on DraftKings. Both are small forward, power forward eligible on FanDuel. You could probably get them both if you wanted. But I lean James. I think, you know, the game environment is obviously better. The matchup clearly became better regardless of who the matchup was against. It doesn't really matter. It's LeBron, but like, who's going to guard him from the second unit?
Is Kuminga now on him for a period of time? Like
Michael Green. I mean, if Moses Moody plays, like, I mean, it's an advantageous spot for LeBron regardless of who it is. And now it just made it even better. So I lean LeBron. I really like Tatum. He's a popular pick to win MVP this year, especially since Boston on some sports books are the favorite to win the finals. Right. I lean LeBron, but I have no problem if you prefer going Tatum or if you try to jam them both in your life.
Yeah. Again, nothing wrong with Tatum there. I think given the fact that there is no Robert Williams, Tatum has some really nice rebounding upside here as well. I think even against the Sixers, did he average double-digit rebounds? He did. Four games against Philly last year, he averaged 12 rebounds a game. So, averaged a double-double against the 76ers last season. So,
Rob Will played in two of those games. So, it's not like Rob Williams wasn't on the floor for any of those.
Right. So, Tatum aggressive with the boards last year against his team. Big rivalry for Boston-Philly, too. So, like, they kind of play up. Boston's dominated that rivalry basically during the Jason Tatum era. The trust the process hasn't fully worked out yet for Philly, but we'll see how that goes into this year. After that top group, and I'll include Jaylen Brown in that group as well. I think Brent Brown's fine if you want to spend up for him. We know what his potential could be. I can't pay $7K for Wiggins given the news that's come out. Tobias Harris is a boring cash game play at best. But I do think Jonathan Kuminga at 4,200 is interesting, right? Like, We like what he can be as a fantasy point per minute guy, and we just wondered would he even get the minutes to be a FFP guy. But if the starters are not playing 30 minutes tomorrow and they're playing 25, then maybe Kuminga plays 20 to 22 minutes here and gives you 18 to 24 fantasy points.
Which is, you know, at 4,200, what we're looking for. We're looking for 22 and a half fantasy points,
right?
24 fantasy points at 5x. So, I think that's perfectly fine. He should, in theory, play 18 to 24 minutes, given what they're going to do, given Draymond's absence from the team after his altercation with Jordan Poole. And Kuminga had been playing a boatload of minutes in the preseason. Him and Jordan Poole have been playing a boatload of minutes in the preseason. So I imagine they're the two guys from the Warriors second unit we'd want. I'll say all that and then circle back to just Steve Kerr being the coach. Like, Steve Kerr hasn't always been reliable in terms of DFS. So keep that in the back of your mind. I guess he becomes a little more interesting in cash, just given the nature of what we know about the Warriors, but
yeah.
I probably only play him in tournaments, at least on this.
I agree with you. Other small forwards, we've mentioned Lonnie Walker already and Austin Reeves. I'll just throw Sam Hauser out there as a dart throw, 3,100 play. Danilo Gallinari went down for Boston in one of their bigger offseason signings. Hauser's going to sort of fill that bench shooter role. You know, that's what Gallinari was planning on being. Guy's a knockdown 3-point shooter. You look at his numbers during the preseason and going back to the G League last year, like, that is what Sam Hauser does. He shoots threes. I think he had a game where he had like 5 during the preseason. So he's just, again, a dart throw on a small slate, but he's going to get some run. Like, they're going to put him on the floor. They really like the kid. He played a lot during the preseason. You look at that Boston forward rotation, and they don't really have a lot there. All right, Grant Williams is their backup power forward. center. Blake Griffin's sort of the backup power forward center. They have Noah Vonleh, but they don't have a small forward, right? Like, Sam Hauser's their backup small forward without going three guards with Brogdon or, right, you know, Pritchard, White, Smart, Brown, like that grouping. So I think Sam Hauser could see 20 minutes here, 18 to 20 minutes in that range. And if he takes four threes during that time, like, you're fine there. You know, like, that's good enough for 3,100 on DraftKings. So not a core play, but if you're making a bunch of lineups, you got to get exposure on a two-game slate. You know, why not throw him in a lineup or two?
Yeah, I mean, he's cheap. Another route to getting the top spends on this slate. So given what Boston has and what they don't have right now in the front court, I'm down with it.
Yep, I agree with you. Power forward. At the top here is, again, we've talked LeBron and Tatum already, but Anthony Davis is $8,500, James. Like, crazy. That's just
crazy.
Again, given even what we know now about Golden State, like, that is definitely a price that'll make him one of the most popular, if not the most popular play on DraftKings.
I mean, it should be. $8,500 coming into the year healthy, other than his 2K character. Right. His 2K character is not coming into the year healthy. And there's no limitations on Davis. He looks healthy. He looked good. Even Darvin Ham, head coach, said there are no restrictions to start the year. So we should see 30-plus minutes out the gate. I mean,
right,
he averaged 35 minutes a game last year. So the expectation is 35 minutes here. They already are dealing with injuries in their front court as well, in terms of Thomas Bryant being listed as questionable for Tuesday night. So, yeah, I think Anthony Davis is a slam dunk at 85. I think Anthony Davis is firmly in play at 10-1 on FanDuel,
yeah,
given his block and steal upside, that he is – I mean, he's an elite defender. In all – he can defend multiple positions. He's not just, like, good offensively. Like, he is elite defensively. He erases people at the rim, and he's very good in the passing lanes as well. I mean, 2.3 blocks per game, 1.2 steals per game last year for Anthony Davis. So, I'm okay with paying 10-1, so – he's a core play at 8-5.
Yep, I agree with you. After him, though, again, we've talked about Toby Harris a little bit. If you want to play him, like, he's just boring. Maybe he gets you 25 fantasy points. He can. Draymond at 5,800, knowing he's not going to play a lot, can't go there.
Nope.
Al Horford, we'll talk about him at center, but he's power forward, center eligible. Like, it's a tough spot for him, but they're going to need him out there because they don't have anybody else that can handle and beat. So, you know, maybe there's a spot for him at 4,900 to get you the 20 fantasy points that you're looking for. I've talked about liking Kuminga. I think Grant Williams at 3,900 is a pretty decent play. Someone that should play 25 minutes for Boston at the minimum here.
Yep.
Can shoot from the outside. He rebounds a little bit. He's a hustle guy. So, I think that's probably where I'm at for some value at power forward.
I agree on all fronts. I think Grant's firmly in play, 39. I'll throw a couple names out there, just maybe something sticks. It's a two-game slate. We can get wild. If Golden State isn't playing their guys, Jamichael Green is going to be a rotation piece for them when they're healthy. He should play some backup four. He should play some backup five. We know Jamichael Green can play both. Maybe we see him get on the floor and play 16 to 18 minutes.
He had one of these games during the preseason. He actually popped off and had a pretty good one. So,
yeah, and we've known that for a while of Jamichael Green. Like, Jamichael Green's, like, a very, very serviceable player. Sure. Like, very serviceable. I mean, even Nikola Jokic was talking highly about him. Like, get this guy on the floor. Like, I want this guy to play. And, you know, typically when
he Nikola said that Jokic, about Michael Porter, too, and,
He did – well, let's not go there yet. Like, he's not injured yet, okay? Michael Porter's healthy. But Jamichael Green, 38 – PJ Tucker, 37. I think we could talk about him at center just because the lack of depth there.
Yeah.
And then I'm interested in what the Lakers do in the front court, because they signed Juan Toscano-Anderson this offseason.
Yeah.
And when you look at, like, the landscape of the Lakers, is Anthony Davis starting at center? Because if Anthony Davis is starting at center and that's pushing LeBron, I guess it just depends on what they do with Russell Westbrook, right? Because – if they start Westbrook and Beverly, that pushes Davis to center. If Westbrook comes off the bench, someone else is starting. I don't think they would start Reeves and Lonnie Walker.
Yeah.
I think they would start someone big, and maybe Toscano Anderson could be that guy. I don't know. That's just me speculating. I don't think we have any idea what the what the Lakers rotation is at this point. But he's projected to be the backup power forward. I think he's going to get some run. We've seen him be very good at times when he is given run. He can shoot a little bit. He's good in the passing lanes. So maybe Juan Toscano Anderson in like a the $5 milli maker on draft,
right? Or the free $150K contest series,
right? Or the free that still pays $15K up top. So maybe in one of those formats, like Juan Toscano Anderson, based on like what we hear from Darvin Ham, what we hear from the Lakers on who's healthy, who's not, who's starting, who's not.
I agree. Center position. Do we need to talk more about Embiid, or is there anybody else that you would consider?
I mean, it's Embiid, it's Horford, it's Dart Throw at Montrezl Harrell.
Would you consider Wiseman?
5,700 feels
too much.
He was good in preseason. Like, he was good. What are the minutes going to look like? Are they going to look, him and Looney are going to split 24-24? If that's the case, then yeah, sure. I still think Jermichael Green's going to fit in there a little bit too. Wiseman
still exists.
Looney exists, right? Well, that's what I'm saying. If Wiseman and Looney are splitting time, then I'm okay with going Wiseman because he has more upside. I'll also just throw a dart maybe at Damian Jones if Thomas Bryant can't play. Bryant, who is listed questionable, listed day-to-day. If he cannot play, Anthony Davis is – I mean, there's at least 15 minutes somewhere on the floor for Damian Jones. So maybe a dart at Damian Jones.
I don't know who the backup center is going to be for Boston. It could be Blake.
It's going to be Blake. It could be Blake. I mean, just – so does that put you – maybe a little Montrezl if
– I like Montrezl anyways. So –
Drummond averaged 18 minutes a game
after Al Horford. Like, that's my, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. So,
I mean, Blake played 11 minutes in the last preseason game. Noah Vonleh made the team. Is it going to be Noah Vonleh? Either in any scenario, Embiid or Harrell should eat against any of those guys.
Yes, I would agree with you 100% there. So that is our look here at this two game slate. We'll have a full, playbook for Wednesday. We'll do a write up for Tuesday. James, let's build our lineup here. We'll lock in Embiid, I imagine, at center. We're going to play Anthony Davis, I believe, like at power forward.
So I'm getting wild here, John.
Okay.
I went ahead and I plugged in your Kendrick Nunn play.
Okay.
Because I do think that's viable.
At point guard or guard?
I did. I played him at point guard because we could still play like Brogdon at shooting guard. Okay. And it's like right on the money.
Do you have Brogdon at shooting guard? Guard, or utility?
I do have Brogdon at shooting guard, yeah. Okay. So I went Nunn, Brogdon. So this is where I'm getting crazy. I also went LeBron. Okay. Now, if you want to go Tatum, I'm fine with that. If you want to go Jaylen Brown, I'm fine with that. But I was just toying around with the idea of doing the triple spend with LeBron, Davis, and Embiid. Using Kendrick Nunn and Brogdon still has $4,800 on the board, right? Yeah. Now, I guess the problem is we love Lonnie Walker. That would be our fourth Laker.
Well, maybe that's where you pivot to Tatum.
Pivot to Tatum, right? Do you want? All right, so let's do Walker. Pivot to Tatum.
Yeah.
5,200, dude. Like, we're Kuminga.
So Nunn, Brogdon, Tatum, Davis, and Bead gives me $4,900 a player.
So I figure we go Lonnie Walker, but instead we could do a Kuminga forward. And that gives you 5,200 a player for the rest of the positions.
Okay. What about Maxi at guard?
Yes. Agreed. Fully agree.
And then 5,500 util is Horford.
Three Celtics. One Warrior, because we don't know the heck to do with them. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And if we get word, we can obviously do some type of adjustment, and we could put it in chat in the YouTube comments. if we find out like Kendrick Nunn not going to be in the rotation, or if we find out something about the Warriors more specific, like Jonathan Kuminga will play 24 to 28 minutes. Jordan Poole will play 28 to 30 minutes, like right. something like that. We may adjust, but I kind of like the triple spend, right? Because you still get Maxey and Brogdon playing 30 plus minutes, presumably at free dollars.
No arguments here. I like it a lot. So that's what we're going to do then. I'm going to throw Tatum in there. You got James, which is fine. Nunn, Brogdon, Tatum and or LeBron if you want that. Anthony Davis, Embiid, Maxey, Kuminga, Horford. I got $600 left over. You'll have $400 if you play LeBron. This is on DraftKings. If you have any questions, get James and I in the Discord. Get us on Twitter. Also, now's the best time to join the Fantasy Alarm family there for our all-pro package. 50% off the first 6 months, about $20 a month for the first 6 months. Gives you access to all of our content, not just NBA, but also NFL, the rest of MLB, PGA, MMA, college basketball, college football, NASCAR, you name it, we cover it. You can use promo code NBA50. You can use promo code NFL50 if you want. Both of those work for 50% off the first 6 months. And then more importantly, you get access to our Discord channel where we're in there talking strategy, lineup strategy, giving you prize picks plays, giving you roster construction, giving you contest selection, and all the updated breaking lineup news that you guys need to have all in our Discord. So join now. Go to fantasyalarm.com/allpro. Use promo code NFL50 or NBA50. Gets you the same deal there. 50% off the first 6 months. James, great first show. Happy to get it going. We'll be here Monday through Friday for the majority of the season on the slates that warrant it. Giving you a full breakdown here, video and podcast. If you're listening, get us on iTunes, Google Play, I think Apple or Amazon as well. It's all there. Spotify, so you can download and subscribe. Or you can watch the breakdown video on YouTube all season long. Any final thoughts here, James?
Just let's go! We're back, baby. We are back.
We are back. That was his muted scream. Can't wake the baby. That's fine. And we will catch you guys tomorrow. Good luck, guys.